This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. CPR News has learned that an Aurora police officer was working undercover during jury selection for a police officer charged in the death of Elijah McClain, and that she shared information that led to one potential juror of color getting kicked off the panel. Newly unsealed court transcripts show the judge questioned the officer, who said she heard a juror say that he hated police. The potential juror said he did not recall that, and the judge eventually dismissed him. Police reform in Aurora now includes access to near real-time data about crime and police interactions. The city just published the first version of its new transparency website. Police Division Chief Chris Jewell says more types of information will be added in the future.
How many arrests do we make? How many summons or tickets do we write? How many warnings do we give? So those areas specifically are things that there's definite public interest in.
Community members say they also want to see information on complaints about officers and about cold cases. More than 700,000 Coloradans may have been affected by long COVID. CPR's John Daly reports clinics aimed at treating those patients are struggling to keep up.
Colorado has three multidisciplinary clinics, two in the Denver area and one in Grand Junction. Each has a waiting list of up to 6 months, according to a new state report. Together, the clinics have seen about 10,000 patients since 2020. Tara Friedman is a long COVID patient from Highlands Ranch. She credits the state for tracking the ailment.
It was emotional to read quotes from other people, to see what others have gone through. Others have lost their jobs.
Friedman says she struggled to find treatments and wished research could find a root cause for long COVID. About one in five people now affected have severe symptoms that greatly reduce their ability to carry out day-to-day activities. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
USA Boxing returns to Pueblo in April for its International Invitational. The event will feature fighters set to represent the U.S. at the Olympics later this year. They'll face off against top boxers from more than 15 other countries. Pueblo previously hosted the Invitational in 2022. This is CPR News.